Rural News Time. Kim Moody's with us from Christchurch. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morena, good morning.
And, well, kind of related to TikTok, get them off TikTok and into agriculture, right?
That's the hope, at least. Agriculture and Rural Communities Minister Damien O'Connor has unlocked $1.6 million in funding for agricultural and horticultural science in schools. Now, that funding will pay for one full-time advisor and a support person at St. Paul's Collegiate School in Hamilton and another 16 part-time regional advisors. Damien O'Connor says they'll run workshops on professional practice, provide mentoring and support for teachers, and share resources with the aim of getting more youngsters into the food and fibre sector.
Teachers are under a huge amount of pressure, and if we can assist them with more resource to get access to more information, to bring in people into the classroom, or to go out and do work in the field, then we think that that will inspire more people to move into the ag and hort sectors.
Damien O'Connor says the National Advisory Team will also check in with agricultural and horticultural science teachers every year about what they need. He says right now it's not clear how to best support them.
We have enthusiastic people out there who are teaching in these areas. We need to work out, you know, what might attract more people to do that. It's a very important part of our economy. We've seen over years a decline in interest. More recently, we've seen a lift in that. But we have to support more people as teachers, as well as more people and students coming through into the sector.
Damien O'Connor says there are 126 schools teaching agricultural and horticultural science, and the government wants to boost that number, especially in urban areas.
And this is an interesting one, Kim, the new tool for managing agrochemical risks. How does this work?
Yeah, so the newly upgraded spray plan manager developed by agri-tech company Hort Plus makes it simple for farmers and growers to identify environmentally sensitive areas and create digital spray plans that comply with council regulations. Hort Plus director Mike Barley says every grower has to have a spray plan in place to identify areas sensitive to spray and how spray drift will be minimised, and the tool streamlines this process.
It's required by growers for them to demonstrate that they're using the spray applications and agrochemicals safely for the environment and workers. The Spray Plan Manager is a free resource that anyone can jump in and use, and that it's a really powerful tool for identifying the hazards and helping growers to build ways to mitigate those.
The tool helps growers to map their pasture, look up spray products that would suit, and has a risk assessment module. Mike Barley says it's a game changer for the industry.
There doesn't seem to be anything else that's really available in this space, and there hasn't seemed to be for a long time. So I don't know of too many other alternatives of what they can do, and especially at this level, because you can put together something pretty quickly. You can get a screenshot of your property and jot all these things down. But what this tool really helps is ask the questions that you need to consider, and helps you put an entire spray plan together.
And Mike Barley says the Spray Plan Manager is used by more than 1,000 growers across more than 30 crop types every year. That's the Rural News for this morning.
Thanks, Kim. Kim Moody with the Rural News out of Christchurch this morning.